We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
49er running back Matt Breida is here appearing on the Dial Pad guest line live from the beautiful metropolis that is Youngstown, Ohio. Matt, thank you very much for joining us here on the Damon Bruce Show. I've got Ray Ratto and Matt Kolsky along with me here today. How are you doing, Matt Breida?
Doing good. Thanks for having me.
Youngstown, Ohio. Is it everything the postcards say it is?
Yes, it is.
Tell us what
to do out here, man.
Tell us what they're doing to occupy your time that isn't football practice and getting ready to beat Cincinnati. I heard you guys all went out to dinner. Jimmy Garoppolo's talking about ice cream cones. I guess that's good team bonding, is it not?
Yeah, man. You know, just trying to do anything to, you know, just take our mind off football and get away a little bit. You know, do some community stuff and, you know, stay active.
That's very cool. Were you among the group of players who went and started visiting some kids in hospitals?
No, I wasn't part of that group, but, you know, I heard they did a great job, and they had a great time doing that. It was a good opportunity for those kids to, you know, get to meet with us and visit us, because they're going through tougher things than we are. So that was pretty awesome that we were able to do that.
That is very cool. I'm glad that the 49ers do that. They do a nice job when they stop in Ohio, making this a little bit of a routine on their road trip. They always make some visits to some hospitals. Matt, I got to ask you about the win, and congratulations, by the way, beating Tampa Bay. That was a nice opener.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. You know, we didn't play our best ball, but at the end of the day, you know, we got the win, and that's what this league's all about.
Tevin Coleman goes out with that ankle injury, and that meant additional carries for you. They said in the broadcast that you were dealing with some dehydration issues on that day. What does that mean for you? Did you feel a little weaker or dizzy, or what does dehydration mean for you?
You know, just not getting enough water, you know, normal cramping up and stuff like that. But
cramping.
You know, it was nothing too serious, you know, just, you know, getting back adjusted to that Tampa weather and, you know, came out second half and was fine. So, nothing serious.
In terms of body clock, I mean, Youngstown makes perfect sense, but is there an advantage to being away from home just in terms of getting the extraneous parts of your life just off the calendar for a week? And so that all you are basically is a football player for a week. Is that helpful to you or harmful?
I think it's a little bit of both. You know, of course, you know, guys got family. You know, they miss their family. But at the same time, you know, it's just good to get away from all the, you know, outside distractions and just be around your guys and be around football. And, you know, it's kind of almost like it feels like a camp vibe. So, you know, it's pretty cool. And, you know, we're definitely just enjoying each other's company.
As a running back in this league, obviously, you know, it's a dangerous job and perhaps a job that isn't as respected as it used to be or ought to be. And you, as a Niner running back, have had constant reminders with all of the injuries that have happened to this team at that position. Do you do extra stuff to protect yourself as time goes on? Or like, does it change your approach in any way? Not to how you attack a carry, but overall with your fitness?
You know, I feel like, you know, it's football in general. You know, I feel like every position you got to do extra with your body to make sure you know, you stay healthy. I don't really think you think of getting injured too much because, you know, it's football. Mm-hmm. That's the risk that comes with it. I think you know that growing up. And, you know, you just don't think about injury. You know, you just go out there and play. Of course, injuries are part of the game. And, you know, they happen. But, you know, you just try to do as much as you can so you can stay healthy.
Matt Breida here on 95.7 The Game. So when you're on the sidelines and you're watching the defense for the first time in a long time, I think you saw a legitimate pass rush out there. Tell us about what you think that defense did. A couple of turnovers, a couple of touchdowns. Like, didn't happen an awful lot last year, that's for sure.
Nah, I mean, I've been seeing it all camping, you know, all offseason. So I knew those guys would go out there and ball out and have a great game. And they did just that. And I just couldn't wait to see them all on the field at once, you know, in a live game. And it was just awesome, man. The way the defense, you know, definitely helped out, you know, the rest of the team. And, you know, just an awesome feeling. And, like I said, there's going to be games where we got to pick them up. So it's a whole team effort, you know, special teams, offense, defense. And those guys did a great job against Tampa Bay.
Without getting into matters of which team is better and which team is worse, how is Cincinnati's run defense different from Tampa's?
You know, I just think they're different. The fact of that, just the just the way they play. You know, definitely their techniques are different. I still think they're very good. You know, up front, they're solid forward. They're very solid, just like Tampa was. And you know, it's going to be another challenge for us this week. You know, running the ball. So we've got to be on our P's and Q's. You know, and bring our best game.
When you watch footage of their game last week, their 1-point loss in Seattle kind of gives you a chance to start looking at Seattle a little bit too. Who added Jadeveon Clowney?
Yeah, you know, we just try to take it one game at a time. Right now, you know, we got Cincinnati this week, so we're not really worried about Seattle right now. We're worried about them when we play them. So just got
good answer. Good answer.
You've lined up next to four different quarterbacks in a 2+ year career now. Is it that different, or same offense, same job for you, more or less?
You know, obviously, you know, it's different when you know you have, you know, Jimmy in there compared to, you know, CJ, Nick. I feel like those guys do different things. They're all great quarterbacks, but, you know, obviously they're good at, you know, different things. And, you know, just for me, you know, I just focus on, you know, doing my job, doing my role. Whatever they want me to do, I'm going to do. At the end of the day, like I said, this league's about winning, and we just want to win and, you know, get to where you want to go. So as long as we're winning or whatever, everyone's happy.
Matt Breida here on 95.7 The Game. So the Garoppolo first game back from the ACL injury, it's something that everyone just wanted to see. I know he took a hit or two, especially when he was going out of bounds. It's kind of important, right, from a guy bouncing back from an injury to take that one first big NFL hit to know that you can survive it. You went through that.
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, just getting the nerves out. I feel like Jimmy did a great job of that, you know. Yeah, he wasn't worried about much. One time, you know, he broke out for a long run and got called back. But just seeing the confidence in him with his knee was great. And I feel like, you know, that didn't bother him at all during the game. So it's going to be a great year for him, I feel like.
Does it feel like the fact that there were so few veterans played, so few downs in the preseason, does it feel like there's more rust than there was a year ago or the year before that? Or does it feel about the same?
I think it feels about the same. You know, I think the first game, you know, you're always going to have your mistakes. You know, guys are finally playing a full game for the first time. You know, preseason, I think the longest starters play is like a half. And, you know, sometimes, you know, they don't play at all. So I think the first game, you know, for every team around the league is just, you know, knocking off the rust and getting everyone back in full game mode. So I feel like, you know, that's what we did. And I feel like we're going to make a big improvement from week one to week two.
It's only your third year in the league, obviously, but over the course of those 3 years, this roster has changed kind of a lot and looks pretty young around you right now. I'd imagine you're looked at as kind of a veteran around these parts. And I just wonder what you feel like is different for you in year three. How have things slowed down or become easier for you? Like, what is the adjustment that you've made as a veteran?
Just knowing how this league works. And like you said, the game slowed down so much for me now. You know, being a third year of, you know, Coach Shanahan's offense definitely helps a lot. You pick up the schemes better. You understand why we're doing things. And, you know, just in general, just makes the game way easier for you. Not only that, but now, I know I've been through it, what's going on my third season. So now I can help the younger guys, too, tell them what to expect going through their first year. So, you know, just little things like that, you know, definitely are a big help and, you know, definitely help me going forward.
I know an awful lot about Tevin Coleman, who went to Indiana, which is my alma mater. It's a guy I've been rooting for since he got in the league. I don't root for guys from Purdue unless I get to know them. Raheem Mostert is now a very important piece of this backfield. Tell us a little bit about the guy that you're going to be sharing carries with this Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I feel like he's always been an important piece. He may not have gotten, you know, as much, you know, carries as, you know, we did, but he's definitely an important piece, you know, of this team. Not only with offense, but special teams too. And he's just a great around overall guy and player. And, you know, I feel like he's going to do big things and open up a lot of eyes the more chances he gets. So definitely, you know, watch out for him.
I know that position groups and position rooms get, you know, there's an awful lot of bond with you guys, especially the bond that you have with Jerick McKinnon, who went to Georgia Southern along with you. How tough has it been for you to watch a guy unable to perform, yet at the same time, every injury he has means more carries for you? It's a weird place to be, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I never ever want to see a guy hurt, especially, you know, one of my brothers. And, you know, I didn't look at it as like, oh, well, you know, this is more carries for me. You know, just me doing my job, you know, whether he was playing or not, you know, I feel like every guy's going to get their opportunity. And it's what you do with those opportunities, whether it be one or 20, you know, you got to make the most of any opportunity that you get. And, you know, it sucks that Jared's not here right now, able to play with us. So, you know, I feel like I'm kind of playing for him because I know how she wants to be out here with us right now. But at the end of the day, he's going to get healthy. He'll get better. And, you know, we've got to pick up the slack for him.
Do you feel a little empty in weeks when there's nobody on the roster who's who went to the school that your team is playing? For instance, there's nobody from Minnesota on your roster. So where do you take your bragging rights if you do win Saturday? And I mean, by you, I mean Georgia Southern.
I mean, a win's a win to me at the end of the day. You know what I mean? I guess you take it wherever you want, you know, but at the end of the day, as long as you win, that all that matters.
You know what you do? You just start barking at all the guys who went to Big Ten schools, starting with Bosa, and then you turn around to McGlinchey and tell him that Notre Dame's afraid to join the Big Ten, and that's why they're still independents.
Most definitely, man. Nah, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there's always rivalries between, you know, small schools and big schools, and, you know, that's one great thing about college football. You know, there's those upsets, you know, because little schools will surprise you with the talent they got. So, you know, college football is something else, man.
Well, let me tell you, man, you're from the little school and you got a big heart and you play a big role on this team, especially going into week two in Cincinnati. Thank you very much for joining us, Matt. Appreciate your time. What do you, who do they got you rooming with? You got a roommate or you got your own suite?
Nah, I got your own suite, man. Got your own suite. So I'm lucky enough. But, no, like I said, we're just enjoying each other's company, man. I think it's great that we're all here together. And spending time with each other, like I said, it feels like camp almost. And you feel like you do a lot of bonding. So just awesome to get away from all that outside distraction.
What's the last song you called up on Spotify?
Oh, man. You hit me with a tough one there. I don't even know, man. I don't even know. I'm still locked into football and stuff. I ain't even listening to music.
You know what? We'll accept that and even call it a good question, even though you dodged the question. Maybe next maybe next time you get an answer for that one for us. We'll let you off the hook, though, Matt. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Appreciate you guys. Thanks for having me.
Good stuff. Matt Breida, 49er running back.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.